and it went out to the south side to Merli-Akribim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh-Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkaah. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day, and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. Purs were sent by posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. On one day, in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. Now in the 12th month, that is, the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. On the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rested day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar, and the 15th day of the same yearly.